But blessed the work you know. 60 and 10. Man's life, 60 and 10. Work out there for that fucking Ford. Work for Rockefeller. Work for the Chrysler Corporation. Work, you son of a bitch. Because when you die, you're going to glory land. And anybody ought to have more sense to be taken in by that shit, but we got took in by that shit. Ford didn't believe in no, he didn't believe in no afterlife. He didn't believe in no heaven. He circulated Bibles to get people to believe in it. He said, what, they give $1 million Bibles 1 year? They said, why you do that, Ford? You don't ever do anything for anybody. I said, this nigger control. Sure is. It's the only thing that ever would have controlled us niggers. Was give us that Bible and tell us, bah and bah. When the morning comes. Hey, when all the saints are gathered home. Rockefeller stood back there and just laughed. Ha, 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 look at them fool niggers. Ha, 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 ha. You got shoes and I got shoes. All the God killing got shoes. Walking around barefoot, damn bunions, sores between your toes, couldn't hardly walk. But by and by, you got shoes, I got shoes, and all got you. And we believe that shit until Jim Jones come along. Some of you don't like to admit it, but you believe that shit until Jim Jones come along. I know there'd be 50 people standing there. I knew it all the time. I knew it before Jim Jones come along. You damn liar, you didn't, because you singing the fucking song. You were singing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. You couldn't get a fucking ride in a Model T Ford, and you were talking about a chariot going to swing low for you. Talking about death. Sweet death. Sweet death. When you die, revolutionary death is sweet death. When you throw your life away for nothing, that's counter-revolutionary. That's a suicide that you pay a price for. You sure as hell will come back. When you give your life for a cause and know that you've done all you can to live and you have to die and you give it right and think it through well, that's sweet death. And it's hard to find a revolutionary death. Because it isn't easy. You got to be careful because it's easy sometimes to die by a million times than it is to live. But that's how I would have done it on that occasion. I'd have got all of the ones who wanted to go to Russia. And then I'd have taken care to see that nobody got a hold of my child. If Russia would take him, I'd have said, yes, there's your chance now, son. There's your chance. But there'd be no legal papers for Russia to take him. None at all. Said, well, some of mine. No, all of you got legal papers. Everybody's got legal papers but mine. They've been revoked. Those fucking killers. They knew they were doing it. They hoped they could do it. They didn't count on this government to stand behind me. They revoked all the papers so that they could assure that my son, Tim Stone and Grace, did that so they could kill my son. And I won't forget that. They revoked the papers. Sealed them. You all got papers. You could go to Russia. Not a soul here couldn't go to Russia. You see what I'm saying? Russia might be brave enough to take him, and I'd say, take him. Then, God damn it, nobody has to worry about me. I'll be here, and I'll be here nice if you take my people and let them go where they want to. Take the fuckers back there to America that believe in immortality and believe in the peace mission. Take them back to believe in immortality and Pentecostalism. Take them back to believe in McDonald's hamburgers and TV. Take them. Take them. Take them. I love them enough to let them live the way they want to live, even though I know it's a cursed way to live. I love them enough to let them go. Take them. You fucker. You write your mother. You write your mother. We'll get the letter all written up. You write it and tell her, send me the airplane ticket because I'm tired. You go where the hell you want to go. Die the way you want to die because I love you. Tired of trying to argue people what's right. You don't know what's right? Fuck you. So write the letter. You better get my approval before you try to do anything, you know. So what they do, he'll go back and cause trouble. No, he won't. Now when I say write the letter, he won't go back and cause trouble because he does. You see, I say don't go back, tell all of our people here, because I got a reason for that. Because most of you, 99% of you, will be a shithead when you do. You lie because you won't be able to live with your conscience. You lie. You'll try to cause harm to us because you want to put our light out. You want to curse the light. You want the light to still be light in your mind, because when you're sitting there with all those racists and doing your bodyguard work and trying to keep the white man's cars protected and so forth, you're going to feel dirty inside, and you finally lie, because they'll come down on your ass and say, why did you associate with Jim Jones so long? Why was you over there all that time? Why did you go in the first place? Nobody put you on that fucking plane. All these people said they're against their will, against their will, against their will. I was over here first, and 900 folk followed me. Fuck. Nobody put a gun in their ass. Nobody put a gun in his ass. He came on his own. But you go back and tell some shit, somebody put a gun in your ass. So I just don't want to waste my energy having to worry about folk back there when we can just all get the folk here and then let you go on your own when we get here. But I love you enough to let you do what the hell you want to do. And then when I got through, I said, now if you do right and let them all get where they're going to go and don't do them any harm, because I know how the CIA plays their ball game. Now, I can't guarantee you for when you go to America, nothing. Best I could do would be just get you to America, because shit, they may decide to kill you when you go there. That's your choice, because I'd have either Russia for you, or I'd have Cuba for you, or I'd have America. If you're foolish enough to choose America, you have to ride on your own fucking load. Your ass will have to be on your own bottom. You have to ride on your own bottom when I die, because I ain't responsible for you when you hit America. I took you out of that swamp. So when you get back in that swamp, don't cry to me, because I'll say, if you get them all where they want to go, and they're all done right, I'll be here waiting on you. And you can take me and make mockery of me. You can hang me up. You can do whatever the fuck you want to. You can send me back to America and let them laugh as I go by and jeer. And put me in jail for 50 years and torture me. Just as long as you do right for my people. But if you don't, it'll take several of you to get me when you come. See my rationale. You see my reasoning. Because you love more, you see, some of you say, I wouldn't commit suicide in that circumstance. I wouldn't do it because the people, it would be dishonorable. Yes, it would be dishonorable unless you were trying to get something done that would save your people. Say, what would you do? There's nothing you could do. I'd offer to go back to jail. That'd be fine. I'd do that. I'd do that for suicide. Shit, I'd say, I'll go to America. If you want me to go to America, whatever in the hell you want me to do. Because some of them wouldn't even want me to get to America. Mm-mm. They'd be afraid of me if I was to take me in America in chains. I remember when they put me in jail, they chained me to a fucking bar because they was afraid the bars wouldn't hold me. So I'd say, I'll let you take you back there and you can make fun of me if you want to, because everybody hates me. And I represent all the things that you know you ought to be, but I wouldn't put it to them that way. I say, I'll let you do with me what you will. Do with me what you will. Nobody takes my life, but I lay down my life, as somebody said long ago. But if they didn't, I'd just say, I'll be here peacefully, or I'll be here somewhat vigorously, depending upon your mood. Now, have I given you some ideas about how you might decide how to die? You understand what I just said? Have anybody got any question on what I just said? Well, I'm sure you must have. How many know what I said? Okay. What will be our stand if they ever come in here and say, yes, sweetheart? I'm getting down to the brass tacks now so we can close. I only laid that out so you could get your mind stirred up.
If you want to go to these other places, then what? Could he stay with you?
Do you want to die with me? Sure. Why not? Hell yes. You think I'd make you leave me? We can go and let our blood flow into the ground. As hard as that would be to us, because the thing that the instinct didn't want to do is take somebody with you. But if I could save 700 of you, shit, I don't have the right to do what I want to do. I'd like to wrap myself up with dynamite and run into one of the fucking Nazi headquarters or the CIA branch and blow the motherfuckers up. That's what I'd like to do. But that if me doing what I want to do would endanger 800 of you, I got no right to do that. That's communism, the greatest good to the greatest number. You got to always think what's the greatest good to the greatest number. But let me tell you, I'd give some of you hard arguments. Some of you seniors, I wouldn't. Because the old people, it's rough. It's rough. Change is rough. And I gave you the newscast. I didn't finish where the temperature even drops to 65. It can throw old people into shock and all kinds of bodily disorders and kill them. This is the best climate in the world for old people. The older people live longer, do better with a high temperature. I read, how many heard the news? I read it over to you. American Weather and Medical Report. And even a drop to 65 degrees temperature. The president's asking everybody, he's demanding, it's a law, that if you live in public housing, you can't have your thermostat over 65, and the U.S. Health Department said what he's doing is killing old people all over the United States. Yeah, he's heating his swimming pool, son of a bitch is, Carter is. But he's demanding that it's against the law, anybody keeps a temperature above 65 can be arrested in public housing. That's in Washington. That's because the oil shortage in the big cold winter coming again, and the doctors all shouting, if you do it, you're killing old people because they can't take 65 degrees. Can't take it, and they don't give a fuck. What do you give a fuck about old people? White or black, you don't give a fuck. Okay, now, what we're going to do if tomorrow they say, well, we backed up on that. Now, don't worry, because I'll tell you the shit truth. I'll tell you the bad news with the good news. Right now, they've let me do exactly what I said. I won't let the Oliver family in here, not because it's me, because I don't give a shit to come in and don't come in. It's the kids that don't want them in here. And if they let them in here, we got every fucker coming through here, night and day, that is an enemy of us coming through. We can't let enemies run in and out of here. But say they did not. So what would we do? What would we do? What would we do? Say that the Olivers... The government says, we can't take the pressure because the United States is saying, if you don't let the Olivers come in this part of the country, then we won't let Guyanese go into California. And they could do it. The United States is wicked. I don't think it'll do it because I don't think it hasn't got enough troops. That's one good thing. Capitalism is crippled. It's dying. It's in the senile stage. The senile stage of monopoly capitalism. It's getting old, honey, and ain't got no kids that like it anymore. You know, your dad may kid you, but when he gets to be a grandpa, his grandchildren can sure see through the fucker. And America is a granddaddy now, and people have seen how mean that old fucker's been. What I like about Lisa Layton the other day, she was telling me about the Jewish experience. I hope someday she'll stand up and tell the testimony. Maybe next people's round. Just tell it how it was, instead of making herself look like a heroine and how she flirted with trying to do, because every Jew tried to be a Nazi. Every Jew practically tried to be a Christian. They want to get baptized all over the fucking place. Just like black folk in here. You try to talk, and you try to get white. You get nervous in the sun. I had folks say, there's a lot of sun over here. There'll be a lot of sun over here. I'll get dark. I get too black. We heard every day. And so, yeah, we got black folk. We'll not drink coffee because they're afraid to get too black. And it's pitiful. And she told what happened to her until finally she couldn't stand that anymore. She couldn't take that anymore. And she refused to stand up in the classroom and say, Heil Hitler. And then the nightmare began. But her daddy, a Jew, standing right before the radio saying, he's right on that. Here's Hitler announcing he's going to murder the Jews. It's right in his goddamn writings. He's going to do away with the Jews. Anybody could read it. Yeah, no, Hitler's right on that. Yeah, it's a good point he makes there. And she said about her dad when he got ill, he's just a self-centered old man. Well, anybody that's got a head knows America is a self-centered old man. It's senile. And a lot of its kids are saying, fuck you, Uncle Sam. We ain't going over to Guyana to help you fight no war over there. We ain't going to Angola and prove it. They didn't go. We are not going to no more Vietnams. We see you're a fucking mean old man and we don't like you, Uncle Sam. It's all right, you can clap tonight. I'm getting my insulin out. Nothing so liberating as thoughts of death. I don't know about you, but when I get really liberated is when I'm thinking about death. Even though I know I ain't going to get the privilege to do it, it just liberates me. Oh, Jesus. Some of you get worried and you get afraid. And when I think I get a chance to die, my insulin gets normal and my blood pressure gets normal and my heart beats soundly. And I feel like I hear the trumpet sounding. Oh, death is calling. Oh, sweet death. Yeah, no amens here. They're still brainwashed. If I'd have said, sweet life, you say, oh, glory. Going to live on, honey. You're going to have immortality. And you used to jump up and down and go, glory. What the fuck would you want? And they're more worse curse on earth than have to live for all your life and walk on this planet all your life in the same body shit. You want me to do that for you? Some of you fools. Some of you want to see it stopped in your children. That's beautiful. And we're going to keep on trying to stop it so the death leaves us. So the pain of death. Because what makes death so miserable is it's a fucking world filled with capitalist humans, which are lower than animals. Then nobody can have no peace. Life would be beautiful if it wasn't for all the fucking goddamn miserable capitalists around, blood-sucking sons of bitches, and you can't even go to sleep even when you try to build a communist society with as fair man as father is. There are some fuckers stealing. Or some fucker trying to do you in. Or some fucker trying to put a little something in the food. Or some fucker raising all kind of hell because there's a hair in the soup. Be quiet about that because that happened tonight. About time we can get a night off. About time we can get a night off. About the time we can get a night off. Somebody goes and creates a lot of shit, and we have to have an outdoor meeting. That's the only reason death is, life is such a miserable. And then if you do get a little rest, sooner or later cancer hits you. Or you get to go blind. You know what I'm talking. I get some of you brothers cancer don't bother. Your balls start to falling out. One hung low. Your vagina droops. Your breast draws in or out. And somebody rejects you. Because it's a capitalist world. It doesn't know what beauty is. It judges things by outward appearance instead of the inward appearance. Looks on the outward appearance instead of the heart. And that's miserable. Who the hell want to live in a world like that? But we as communists must fight on and fight on until we eliminate the pain and the inequities and the disorder, and you may go to the restroom, and all the trouble and all the pain and cancer, if we put all the money that these fucking rats are putting out to bomb children and kill off our African brothers and sisters, they could kill, they could whip cancer in 5 days. They could wipe it out, medically speaking. But that's what makes death so beautiful and life so miserable, because we live in a capitalist world. And the fucking CIA is at our neck even when you get in a socialist world. Unless you can get all the way to Russia. Now, if tomorrow the government says, oh, I can't take it. They're going to come in here for the Olivers. They're going to come in here with a court order for the Olivers. What you going to do? Think it through. Think it through. Somebody give me a creative thought. Yeah, that's a good beginning. Now, what more would you do then? Edda? Well, we're closer to Russia than we were when you fuckers are lucky. We didn't have Russia that night. That night we didn't have nothing but a goddamn cudgel and 25 old people 22 of which were assholes. All right, all right. Because when we got on that boat and we had it all square foot measured out, we said, don't take a thing. I begged. I was so tired 6 days and seven nights, 7 days and six nights of no sleep. I, damn it, I was walking around like I had to almost hold up my eyeballs, my eyelids with a, if I could have found them, I'd have used a goddamn toothpick to hold up my eyelids. And I said, please don't take anything, nothing, because we need it for medicine. We need concentrated carnation milk, the food that we can get ourselves to Cuba. And what the fuck do you think? They sumbitching old people wrapped themselves around with shit until they, we didn't get 25 on the boat till they towed two off and down in the deep, down in the fucking deep and broke hips. And only me that they didn't drown, they found them down in that fucking water. 25, of which 20 of them were so fucking selfish, they wrapped themselves with shit and we had to give the trip up. And I think that was miserable. And the same fucker, some of them would do it again. We said, don't go back and get anything. Don't go back to your house. We were living through Proverbs. We were fortunate to live the very things we used to preach about. Don't go back. Don't look back. And a son of a bitch of people didn't run back and get something and risk their very lives. Just a miracle, miracle, miracle that we made it through. I got on that radio and screamed and screamed and screamed in Russia and got a hold of some people and I said, God damn it, we're going to die out here. I got on the army band. It's against the law. You can go to the prison for 5 years. Some man, colonel or some officer come on, I'm so-and-so, so-and officer. I said, I don't give a damn who you are. He said, you are violating the law. This is the army band. I said, it's my band now. I'm talking. Scared him so that so many Americans, they always obey every law. Don't make a difference whether the law makes any sense or not. It says black people to drink out of this fountain or not go to this toilet. Whatever. The law, the law, the law. I obey the law. The law, the law. Fucking laws are all against black people. I don't give a fuck about no army band. They've bombed all the poor people of the world. What the fuck I give a damn about the army band? It says you go to jail 5 years. I don't give a goddamn. Get out of my way. I'm talking. And I'm telling you, they shut up and then nobody bothered me thereafter. I talked on that radio till my voice was far more hoarseness. I said, now, somebody better listen and we're going to be taken out of this mess and we're all going to die. I said, somebody give us a home and we ain't all going unless we all go together. Somebody hear us. We are going to die here, God damn it. I mean, I use four-letter words and I use everything else under the sun. Most of it was sound logic, but I sure made a hell of a lot of noise. Next day, Russia got a hold of here. We got a message. Russia said, we're watching what you do with those people. And that calmed down this fucker that was running the country temporarily. He didn't want to get Russia ire up. But we could have been on the boat and got to Cuba. Yep. Because we had that deal, too. We want our people delivered in Cuba. We want them to meet us in Cuba. We'll create shit on the boat. Well, yeah, we got on the boat. We get all under the fucking departments. We put all on the boat. And we say, you don't let our people get to Cuba if they want to. If anybody wants to stay in America, they can. But when we get to Cuba, we want to be met there. Say, well, Cuba wouldn't let you in. Shit, honeys. When all of us niggas landed there in that Havana Harbor with that boat crowded to its seams, I bet you they'd let our ass in. They might have put me in jail, but I bet you they let my ass in. Ain't nobody want us all die out there in that harbor. They might have done that in Germany, but that ain't going to happen again because they've all got that. That's still fresh in their mind. They used to let the Jews go from port to port, but honey, I am not like some folk. I make too much fucking racket. I had my radios. That was one thing we said. We got to have our radios. I put every fucking radio I had on that boat because I was going to be signaling all the way to Cuba. If Cuba said, don't let us in, I said, these folk will not let us in here. We got old folk on here. We have not had enough to eat. And we cannot no place to put our shit, and they won't let us in here. Shit. Don't you think we wouldn't got into Cuba? But the only reason we couldn't get to Cuba because the fucking boat would have sunk in Port Kaituma because some of these sons of bitches had all the shit wrapped around their insides. We had to quit. We had only so much space. You better hope we get that freighter on the 29th. You guys, when you go in that boat, you better work on it. I got him to go down the price, and you better make that son of a bitch run. Hell, if we get it down much lower, I'll buy the son of a bitch if it'll only go one trip. I'll park it out here in Port Qatar. If I can get that fucker for $25,000, which it looks like I can get it for right now, I'll buy that fucker and just park it out here in Port Kaituma. Waiting, because I know some son of a bitch will cause us trouble. We'll have to go to the sea. I'll go without meat for a week, won't you? You eat that much goddamn meat in a month. We'll go a month without meat to get that boat parked out there. So, well, what good to the goddamn boat? The boat won't go that many miles, honey. If it just takes us out one time to Cuba, it's good enough for me. Yeah. Because there you got all communists. You don't have some communists and little bureaucrats that never went through a revolution. Some of these young bugs come up through here. They never fought for freedom. They never lived under British. And if you don't fight for something, you won't keep it. That's why some of us keep in this land. That's why some of you, I don't give a shit about this place. I'll leave. Yeah, but you didn't stand on this line. You get a little deeper feeling in here. You say, well, I want to go to Russia right now. No, you don't feel quite like that. You fought for this fucking land. And this land you made communist because there wasn't nothing here but ants. There wasn't nothing here but trees when you got here. And you feel a little warm tie. Sure, we'd go if that's what necessity called. But we fought hard. And some fought here for 3.5 years to build this goddamn thing. And they're not going to just drop it overnight because some son of a bitch. We're going to hold out. We're going to hold on. We're going to keep on. We're going to fight on as long as we can. That's it. I like it. That's Algeria. That's Algeria. Let it go, honey. In case those sons of bitches are out there, the Olivers are sold, they're sold out. Let's make it a little louder so they'll hear us out there. Peace. As the foreign minister said today, and this is the exact quote, he said, if I didn't like you for saying that you are like a tree and won't be moved, he said, we keep our word to people as productive as you are. And we need you over there because you're the most productive people in Guyana. So I got a feeling that they're not going to sell our asses out because they need us. Now, if we couldn't do anything out here and we weren't together, and we did like some of you folk, did our own thing, and got to work when we wanted to, and work when we felt like it, some of you are three-day wonders. You work 3 days, or you work 3 hours, and you rest 21. If everybody did that way, they'd say, take them fuckers out of here. If every one of them was drinking like some of you did down in Port Kaituma, say, get them out. Shit, we got all that shit. We got that dime a dozen in Port Kaituma. These fuckers work. That's what he said today. They don't play. He said, if I didn't like you, I don't know how to deal with you crazy niggers. He said it. Boy, he got me downright. He said, I admire it. But he said, I never had nobody tell me I'm like a tree and won't be moved. He said, I know you mean it. And I do, and he knows it. But he said, one thing I do like is you're productive and you're essential to us And we keep our word to those that are as productive as you. Well, time remains. He has up to now. Yeah, the Venezuelans were asking about us over here. They probably heard us. And he said, they're good. They work. They're hardworking. They may yell, but they work. He praises over in Venezuela. And they praise us every day because it'd be awful hard now to back off that praise because they've been praising us and put us in the front midsection of their paper. There are a lot of things going for us, but I don't believe in being unduly optimistic. I'm optimistic that he gave me his word today, but he may get dyspepsia tomorrow. He could die tomorrow. All four of them could get shot tomorrow that are the best socialists in the country. You know, don't make me no different, because I know what we'll do. We'll go, oh! And we'll make some demands. Say, come at your own risk. Come up and see us sometime. Then if we get tired of that shit, we'll say we're going down to our boat. Give me another couple of weeks and I'm looking for that boat, honey. Save everything you can save. If you got anything back there, you're hiding anything, get the watches out, get them out, send them down send them to our two sweet ladies that go down, the one plump one and the one thin one. I said that because that kind of gets you. The rest of the man in Port, we got a lot of friends going for us because shit, we cause them more trouble. Helen Swinney, she's downtown looking around. She's downtown looking around. She sees one of our crates. So arrest that man. He's got one of our crates. Put his ass in jail and put up the crate. Patty sold him the crate. She traded that fucking crate for $5 worth of oranges. He was slightly pissed, but see, when they find out it's us, they just... Anybody else, I'd been shit, man, selling crates. That was his defense. He said, that's why I was kidding. He says, two Americans sold me that damn crate. Treated me for $5 worth of oranges. One of them was fat and the other one was thin. One thin blonde, one fat. What did he say? That sucker sucking. They're bargainers and we need to get them the stuff so they can get down the river. We want to buy that boat. I mean, if that son of a bitch floats, we want to buy that boat. And the old man wants to retire, and Richard Gennaro has talked to a couple of boatmen and said, it's a good boat. And the boat's going to go. We got to buy that boat. We got him at 70, so down to 65,000 Guyanese. Honey, if we can drag that a little bit lower, I don't know if we can fuss much lower than that. And you know what? I don't know whether it's true. Hey, did you still got radio contact? States. Ask them what happened to the church in Los Angeles. Because we got two offers on that sumbitch yesterday.